From packed gyms to roaring student sections, this is where rivalries are born and legends begin. Tonight, the lights are on, the floor is polished, and the next generation of stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw can I see?
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That is right. High school hoops on a Tuesday night. Nothing better here on 1430 ESPN Fresno. Phil Bonatti alongside Paul Metters courtside for what should be a fun matchup in the C-MAC tonight. Justin Garza taking on Hoover in a battle here at the start of league play. Paul, very excited to have you alongside. A fun one tonight between two teams who are looking to make impactful starts to their new year, and we're excited to be calling alongside it for a good matchup between the Guardians and the Patriots. Paul, how excited are you for this one tonight?
Well, very excited, and this is actually my second time in this gym here on the campus of Justin Garza High School, and Coach Tazel Archie of Hoover, he walked in just a little bit behind us, said, hey, this is my first time in this gym too. I like it. It's got a great ambiance. The floor obviously is fairly new. The lighting is great, but the basketball that we're going to see on the court tonight is going to be really good as well. Hoover coming in at 9-5 on the season. Justin Garza 11-6. We're going to see a lot of up and down basketball, man to man, just the way we like it, Phil. We're going to see a lot of athletes on the court as well. A couple young stars that we're going to get into as the broadcast moves along, but this is going to be a good one, Phil. I'm excited for it.
Very excited for it, and we'll get to the keys to the game and all the things that are going to be surrounding it. Of course, tip-off coming in about a matter of 15 minutes or so between these two teams. Let's talk about their seasons, of course. And Hoover, let's start with the road team tonight. The Patriots coming in, like you said, to Zale Archie's team, coming in 9-5 on the year. And what kind of season have the Patriots had as they navigate into league play?
Well, to be honest, they actually started their season a little late compared to most teams. Their first game was on December 9th, and that was at the Nike Invitational Tournament at Clovis West. And one of the fun things about that tournament is you get to talk with coaches. There's games that start early in the afternoon, and you sit at the hospitality place and drink some water and have some food, and you chop it up with some coaches. He's like, yeah, Paul, we started late this year, you know, and we got to get better at this. So he's already talking about getting better early in the season. Well, how about this? They've gotten better since that tournament. They've won 8 of their last 9. Their only loss was to a really good Clovis Cougars ball club. So they're playing really good basketball right now. Maybe that was one of the intentions that Coach Archie had. It's like, hey, we're not going to start off great. We've got some great competition, but we're going to ramp it up at the right time. They're playing really good basketball right now.
On the flip side, Ken Vossler's squad walks in here at 11-6 on the record as well, and a group that's got some players for sure. But talk about the season Justin Garza's had to begin this new campaign.
Yeah, talking to Ken Vossler before the season, he was really excited about his squad this year. They played in some tournaments. They've actually played some really top-level opponents, and one of them was Clovis West. So they haven't shied away from the big-time programs. They played Buchanan as well. 11-6, a lot of talent this year. They're a base Division III in basketball, so they're going to definitely make some waves. But, hey, they want to win a league title, and this is their first step towards it.
We'll get into it more with the players to watch and the starting lineups and all that fun stuff here. Pre-game just getting started here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. Our pre-game of Hoover versus Justin Garza. City courtside here at Justin Garza High School, getting closer and closer to tip-off. And, of course, we're talking about the teams and the players, and we're just chopping it up with Ken Vossler. And so why don't we talk about this Garza team to start. And, Paul, they got some players that are making it happen for them on the court this year, of course. And who are some names we're going to be hearing tonight that we'll be looking forward to watching?
Yeah, before I get into that, I got to mention that Justin Garza had a really good win against that school that's pretty darn close to them. They beat Central East on January 3rd, 60-53. And you think about high school basketball, heck, you think about basketball teams in general, they usually have a dude, right? And Justin Garza has a dude this year. He's only a sophomore. Josiah Wilson averages around 20 points a game. I've watched him the last couple years. He's one of those quintessential scorers. He can score from around the rim. He's got some moves as well, a decent three-point shot. So he's the main guy for Justin Garza as far as points are concerned. Again, only a sophomore, standing at about 6'1". Luke Paulson is a shooter. He's a junior, standing at 6'2", number 55 tonight. So he's going to help out in the perimeter game. And Peyton Powell, he's pretty darn close to that benchmark that we love to talk about. If you're a 1,000-point scorer, that means you've had a really good career. And Powell's close to that, about 26 points away. He's a senior at 6'1". So he's gonna try to eclipse that. But a win obviously means a lot more than getting to that 1,000-point scoring mark.
On the flip side, the Patriots coming in, like we said, 9-5 in the previous segment. And, Paul, there's some names that we're familiar with. We called a game last year with them at their own tournaments, and some names that certainly will look to light up the scoreboard tonight. What are some players to watch in Hoover's side?
Well, number 5, Keon Hill, 6'3". We watched him for the last 3 years. He's done a fantastic job at Hoover High School. He is an absolute scorer as well. Talking about Josiah Wilson, well, on the flip side, he can put the ball in the hole, do a little bit of everything as well. He's athletic. We've seen him dunk the basketball last year. He likes to get out on the wing, has long strides, long arms. So Keon Hill is definitely a guy we're going to keep a guy on tonight. Premier Olivier.
Yes.
And if it sounds like he's been at Hoover for a long time, he's only a junior, Phil. We watched him his freshman year. Really good athlete. Played varsity football as a freshman as well. He's talented. He could do a little bit of everything. Averages close to 12 points a game. So those are some standout players that we're looking forward to watching on the court tonight.
There's not much history with the Garza program, of course, and there's no real rivalry to say between these two schools, but this is how you build something like this, right, Paul? Coach Archie talking about this is the first time he's been in this gym,
yeah.
So a little more fresher blood to this kind of matchup, right? And, you know, with everything in the leagues and all the different movements and all that stuff, what kind of game do we expect between the teams when they're not really that familiar with each other?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the rich history of Hoover that we'll talk about throughout the broadcast as well, and how they've moved from that small cracker box of the gym to the arena that they have. But, you know, Justin Garza, a lot of people are like, well, they have a good team this year. What are they going to look like? Well, Coach Ken Vossler has done a really nice job of building up the program. He is their first coach, kind of like their football program as well, with Yosef Ferris. And he's developed the kids. He's kept an eye on them since their junior high days. I know there's been some zoning things that have gone on. I think there'll be zoning issues forever with Central Unified. But, you know, this is a squad that he's pointed to for a few years. You know, looking at them warm up right now, it's not a tall team by any stretch of the imagination. They have some guys that are 6'3", 6'2", kind of like the same on Hoover, a little more height on the Hoover side. But Justin Garza, you know, like their football team, they're extremely competitive. This is their football team this last year is probably the best team that they've ever had. This is the best team that Justin Garza has had as far as the boys varsity basketball program. So, hey, you know, with the coach that has been here since the beginning, getting to know his players that are coming up as well, having his Saturday, you know, little guardians, I don't know what they call it, something like that, but, you know, getting involved with that. Stability is a huge thing in high school sports, and they got a good thing going on right now.
Well, it is a good thing to be sitting by and listening to this one tonight on High School Hoops, of course. Hoover, Justin Garza, pregame wrapping up now. Tip-off coming up next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430 ESPN Fresno. Phil Minotti alongside Paul Metters for Hoover Patriots versus Justin Garza Guardians tonight in a CMAC battle, and both teams are talking to our referee crew as we are getting closer to tip-off. Final shots before we tip it off here. And, Paul, as we get the final shots off in warm-ups, what are your final thoughts before we tip this thing off?
Well, the key for both teams, and we talked about how they like to play man-to-man defense, up and down, bunch of athleticism. To me, in this type of a game, it's the game of turnovers, right? The team that takes care of the basketball is, I think, the team that's going to have a definite advantage, right? It's going to be a game of runs. I see, you know, it could be a 10-0 run, an 11-2 type run. So whoever can sustain the run as well, keep it close, take care of the basketball, is going to be in good shape tonight.
And as we continue to navigate the road to Selland, of course, that's what everything stands, that everyone is playing for. And Paul, the season has continued to just have some twists and turns. Even on the boys and girls side, some of the big storylines we see, Clovis West
down. That, right? Yeah. Shocker.
Talking about that, you saw an incredible Clovis versus Buchanan boys game. We are geared up for some interesting twists and turns down
and
the stretch.
It's already the mid-January, Phil.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, right, Selland Arena is going to happen at the end of next month, which sounds a little cuckoo to me. But, yeah, lots of really good basketball is being played this year in the Central section. We mentioned that Central East shocker that when they beat Clovis West, and that game was at Clovis West. Clovis West girls were ranked 22nd in the nation by a couple polls, 6th in the state by Cal High Sports. The boys' game, right? You talk about St. Joe's, you talk about Buchanan. You could even put Clovis High in that because they played that Buchanan team really, really tough last week. So, hey, man, once league wraps around, this is what phase two or phase three, however coaches want to phrase the phases. This is league, and a lot of teams gear up for league play. Talk about Bullard and San Joaquin Memorial that's playing tonight. So a lot of really good action, not tonight, last week, but a lot of great action happening, especially on this Tuesday.
Certainly, and we can't wait to see what next chapter will provide. But here we go. National anthem time here at Justin Garza. We'll listen in. Oh, the national anthem before tip-off here. And now let's go to our starting lineups for tonight's action. And we are going to go straight to the Hoover High Patriots starting lineups. And we go with this. Number one, Pamir Olivier. Number four, Josiah Williams. Number five, Keon Hill. Number 15, Noah Colton. Number 22, Michael Harris. Paul, what about that lineup tonight, that starting five?
Well, I like it. Very balanced. Some experience out there as well. Noah Colton, who's a transfer from Fresno Christian. We know how good of a team Fresno Christian had last year. So, hey, much like the Justin Garza matchup, some balance, got some shooters, and got some guys that can rebound the basketball and play defense as well.
How about these black uniforms, the Pates on the front of it, Paul? I don't think we've seen these in person for me. It's a very different look for Hoover.
It is, right? I haven't seen it either. It's not your Hoover uniforms of old, that's for sure.
On the flip side, Justin Garza wearing all white with the red and navy blue striping on the sides. Aaron Gonzalez, number one. Number two, Peyton Powell. Number 10, Josiah Wilson. Number 22, Alex Barron. And number 55, Luke Polson. The starting lineup tonight for Justin Garza. What stands out there?
I see 6'1", 6'1", 6'2". So a little bit of size right there for Justin Garza. We mentioned how good of a player Josiah Wilson is. So, hey, again, Bill. Matchups look very, very even on paper. Justin Garza at 11-6, Hoover at 9-5. Man, it doesn't get much better than that.
We want to thank our sponsors for allowing us to have this broadcast tonight, of course, and appreciate you listening wherever you are for 6:30 tip-off. We like those, Paul. Gets us home earlier.
Well, we thought it was 7 o'clock, but all these CMAC NYL games are at 6:30. Yeah. We like it.
Max Prez. There we go. But
we got to make sure too, Phil. This might happen. We might have some of the players try to check in here at the ESPN tablecloth.
Do not check in here. The scores table's a little bit further.
Just point that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Check in there.
We're directing traffic, Paul.
I think we've had that happen at Sellen Arena, right?
We certainly have. Yeah.
You got to go down there, buddy.
We're not there. We don't
want to be responsible for a technical foul.
Well, 8 minutes on the clock. First quarter action. Ready to tip it between themselves, Michael Harris and Luke Polson. Aaron Gonzalez. And it's the Patriots that will get the basketball first. Premier Olivier driving baseline with the basketball, puts it up, and two quick points for the Patriots.
Wow, he's a really active basketball player. Gets on the board quick for his pace.
Garza being trapped in the backcourt here. Patriots really pressing on the backside. Garza trying to break it through. Nearly stepped and did. He stepped on the line as it was on the near side. Alex Barron had it, but his foot just touched on that line. We had a good angle on it.
Yeah, right in front of us. And the pressure already for Hoover. Not making it easy for Justin Garza.
So Harris ready to inbound it right in front of us. Gets it over to Colton. Colton over to Olivier on the right side. Three-point arc. He's going to pull up and shoot it just off the front iron. No good. Harris flying in, and he's fouled on the putback attempt. And he'll have two shots.
Harris very active at 6'2". Man, he went flying up for that offensive rebound. I guess they're saying it's on the shot. Yeah, grabbed the rebound and was fouled trying to put it back up.
Alex Barron was the one that committed the first foul of the game. First free throw too strong, and so no good there. Still 2-0 Patriots. Nice gym in here.
Love it.
It's a beautiful venue here at Justin Garza. Second free throw, no good on the left side. Rebound, Garza. Now here comes Wilson, puts it ahead, but stolen by Keon Hill. Hill now dribbling with the basketball, past the half court mark, into the midcourt. He pulls up for a three-pointer off the screen, no good on the left side. He fight for the rebound, and it's picked up by Wilson for Garza. Garza now trying to get into some sort of action here. They have yet to have a possession. Now into the half court is Wilson holding the basketball. Cross court, three-pointer. It's Polson. Three-pointer, good. And the Garza up 3-2.
Yeah, well, we mentioned he's their best three-point shooter. It's always good to get that first one down.
Hill the other way, crossing the timeline, handing it off to Colton. Colton now holding the basketball, guarded by Polson. Polson trying to reach it away. Now he puts it to the floor. Harris now with the basketball. Colton dribbling left side, has nowhere to go. He's trying to get it to someone. Stolen from the backside is Barron. Barron up ahead to Gonzalez, and he couldn't gather it as it was looping over his shoulder. Here comes Familia Olivier with the steal, and the layup flying in. Good.
Coast to coast.
Barron now with the basketball over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to save it on the backside. Three-pointer on the way from Logan Paulson. Paulson no good. Fight for the rebound inside. No. Colton has it now the other way for the Patriots. Olivier feeding. He's backing down his defender. Puts up a shot. No good. And a rebound for Garza.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity for Hoover at a wide open guy underneath the basket. For some reason, Colton didn't pass him the ball.
Polson in the corner, dribbles to the baseline. Now gets it over to Barron. Barron over to Powell. Three-pointer. Yes! And it's 6-4, Garza.
Well, it helps when you got shooters, especially when you make your first two, negating those three turnovers early for the Guardians.
Olivier handing it to Colton. Colton dribbling, trying to split the defenders. Hard shot, no good. He gets his own rebound, puts it to the floor, turns around, jumper, short, fighting for another rebound. Polson saved by Hill in the corner and finds Colton, who was on the ground. He just stood up. Now he hands it to Olivier. His three-pointer no good, and Garza will rebound.
both teams looking to force the action.
Wilson pull up three-pointer the other direction. Too strong in the back iron. Fight for the board. Gonzalez tips it Ooh. Away, and he has it for Garza. Garza in another possession. Powell now with the basketball. Top of the arc, three-pointer. They're hot from three, and Coach Archie says we got to talk about it. We'll take a break with them. It's 9-4 Garza on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cube.
All right, 9-4 Garza, just a couple minutes into this basketball game. Patriots with the basketball. They've been tough on defense, but the three-pointers have been working for Garza. Olivier flies in, wild shot, and he's going to draw a foul. Actually, it was a foul on him. Out of control. Shot from him on the layup attempt, and Barron took the brunt of it, but he gets the foul.
I was blocked out a little bit, but I believe that was Paulson that took the charge. So Olivier coming up the court, nobody stopped. He's like, well, I'm going to put my head down and try to take it all the way, but good rotation.
Paulson getting it to Barron. Barron back to Paulson. In the corner over to Powell. Powell dribbles forward and does not get the floater shot to go. Patriots with the rebound. Josiah Williams touching the basketball. Give it to Colton. Colton takes the contact and the foul. Nearly made the shot. Alex Barron's second foul early in this game, number 22 for Garza, and we'll probably see some subs here.
Yeah, it looks like he's coming out of the game.
Guardian foul number 22.
Yeah, it was a little late coming over. Colton with the little sidestep. Got the foul.
15, Noah Colton.
Noah Colton, the senior, 6-foot guard, wearing number 15. First shot, good.
And if I didn't know any better, I'll be honest, Phil, if I walked into the gym and was like, oh, who's Justin Garza playing tonight? And I just saw the backs of Hoover's jersey, I'd be like, I have no idea.
It's a team you've never seen before. No. Some school from Bakersfield?
Yes. Who are the Pates from the coast? I don't know who these guys are.
Second free throw good. A KFC bucket for Noah Colton. Makes it 9-6 Garza now. And more pressure in the backcourt, and the Patriots steal it away. They have some numbers in the backside. Michael Harris, ball knocked away, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back, and the lead is to one. There's still some pressure, but now Garza gets behind the defense, up ahead Gonzalez. Gonzalez tried to pass it back, but nice play by Wilson to gather it again. He dribbles inside the key. Now the ball's to the floor, and they're falling on it. It's a jump ball.
Yeah, they had a nice 2-on-1. Yeah, Coach Bosser's like, finish the shot, right? He had a 2-on-1 fast break, double pumped and kicked it out. A little too much dribbling there.
Braylon Crawford in, and Carter Cabero in for Justin Garza. First time we've seen them in here. We also have JoJo Vara in for the Patriots. Inbound for Garza. Throw to the back side of the arc. Gonzalez handing it to Powell. Powell now inside to Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to put it back. Blocked away. Keon Hill. He did touch it on the way out, but a big block from Keon Hill.
Yeah, that's going to be a for sure layup. Hill did a good job of recovering. Swatted it out of bounds.
Inbound for Garza. 18 on the shot clock. Then you get to Gonzalez. Gonzalez with the basketball behind the arc on the far side. Getting it over to Cabero. Cabero drives baseline. Pass back out to Powell. Good close on the defense there. Now it's over to Cabero and a three-pointer and knocks it down. He was falling over. It may have been a foul there too, but another three-pointer for Garza.
All their points are in threes.
Tamir Olivier, we're holding the basketball now. He puts it to the floor. 3:36 to go in this first quarter. Very entertaining first quarter. Olivier pulls up three-pointer, and no good, too strong. Here comes Garza the other way. All they made is threes, but inside to Gonzalez, gathers a shot, and stolen away is Michael Harris, who reached from behind and grabbed it. Now he fight for the ball as it's loose, as it was knocked away by Garza. Now Olivier gathers it, going over to Colton, three-pointer, no good. Harris with the rebound, put back attempt, yes!
Yeah, Harris very active, had that great block down on the defensive end. He's the tallest kid on the court right now. He should be able to get a lot of rebounds.
Gonzalez on the backside was wide open and putting it away as the pressure for the Patriots proved to be faulty there.
Yeah, that's the best way to beat a press, right? Pass, 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 layup.
14-10, Garza leads with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Keon Hill with the basketball. Pull up, long two-pointer there. Put back attempt. Ooh. Olivier was able to just tip it up there with his hand, and it's back to a two-point deficit.
Yeah, he was actually behind the Justin Garza player.
Some more pressure from the Hoover Patriots. Harris is going to end up with it as Olivier was on the ground and gave it to him. And he lays it up, and this game is tied at 14. And another wild pass. Caibero able to save it now. Gets it over to Powell, who's going to try to go across the timeline. He does and gives it to Crawford. Crawford over to Caibero. Caibero, wild pass over to Gonzalez, who saves it from out of bounds. He spins, pulls up, no good on the layup attempt. Now Colton the other way. He has potential numbers. He flies in wildly into the key. No good off the back iron. Here comes the other way for Garza. Crawford, who pulls up, hands it back off Wilson. Wilson three-pointer, no good to the right side. Rebound Hoover the other way. Here comes Vera. Vera over to Colton. Colton loses it, but it was poked away, and it's a foul, a loose ball foul on Garza.
Yeah, a little bit of a chaotic sequence out there on the basketball court. Not a lot of fouls so far. I think that's the fourth total foul. Third
foul for Garza. Fourth total foul for both teams. That one is on Peyton Powell, who will take a seat after that with 1:47 to go. Hoover will inbound, gets it to Olivier. Olivier on the baseline side. Now he backs up and picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed now inside. Colton had it. He's trying to escape somewhere and throws it right to Josiah Wilson for Garza. He has the basketball. He's trying to push the numbers. Flies into the key and lays it up and one. What an athletic play from Josiah Wilson.
Well, that's what we came to see, right? Josiah Wilson. Leading scorer for Justin Garza. What I liked about that is that it might have looked like he was a little out of control, but he actually had good pace to that play. Hoover tried to draw a charge. I think the foul was actually on the other guy trying to help, but just a strong play by him.
No good on the free throw, so can't convert on the three-point play. It's a two-point lead for the Guardians, and we have a double dribble. A travel there on Josiah Williams, who was a little in between what he wanted to do there, and it's a turnover for the Patriots. So now with 1:26 to go, two-point lead for the Guardians. High action, fast-paced in this one.
I think and Keon Hill for the Patriots, I think he's only taken that one shot, that jumper at the corner of the free throw line.
Wilson baseline over to the corner, now up to Crawford. Crawford inside, bounce pass, and layup attempt from Oganessian, who cannot get it to go. And here comes Hoover the other way with the basketball. Up ahead to Colton, nice save on the near sideline. Michael Harris stepped through, layup attempt no good. Fight for the rebound. Garza is able to pick it up. We're able under a minute now as they come across the timeline. Polson over to the corner and miscommunication between two Guardians, and if ball flies out of bounds, and it's Hoover basketball.
Yeah, on that possession, just be a little more patient. I know Justin Garza just tries to move the basketball. Go here, go there, and a little miscommunication as you described, Phil, right there in the corner, two guys in the same spot.
Well, Olivier dribbling inside, flies in.
And he's strong.
What a strong layup attempt there on the left side and ties this game at 16. Trapping in the backcourt now. Here comes the pressure, and Oganessian is able to fly in and lay up with the left side right-handed layup. Ball gets to the midcourt. Harris is able to pick it up. Two-point lead for Garza. Hoover with the answer here. Vara flies in. No good. Harris with some high acrobatics to nearly get the rebound, but Garza able to come up with it, and they can hold for the final shot of this quarter. Powell back in the game. He's dribbling the basketball. Screen set. Ball is knocked loose. There's a little confusion on if it's a backcourt
violation.
He
should be good. It was tipped.
And they pick it up and they're going to call a backcourt violation on the Guardians.
Yeah, it's one of those where he wasn't quite sure if he was going to be backcourt. So he's letting the ball roll a little bit. But, yeah, that was a backcourt violation.
At least wasted a little time for Hoover.
Right.
It's just in that confusion. 6.9 seconds to go. Hoover going to inbound under the basket, getting it to Vara. Vara now with 4 seconds to go. Ball is loose, and Garza. Foul. Wilson had it, and he was fouled on the floor as he was picking it up, and it's going to be on Vara, who lost it, and that is going to be the third team foul, so no free throws. But
and I don't think he did that on purpose to stop it, right? But go ahead.
1.8 seconds in the end of this quarter here. Garza with the last shot in the half court. Wilson throws up a shot and banks it. No good. Nearly went in. What a first quarter we have to start. 18-16. Guardians lead over the Patriots. Don't go anywhere on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dunas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, coming out of the first quarter break, Garza leading Hoover 18-16. Hoover now inbounding the basketball as we get things rolling here. High-flying action, probably the highest-scoring first quarter we've had on High School Hoops. Olivier, nice feed, Colton, who comes up from the backside. He flies in, was too strong on the layup, and Garza with the rebound. Polson over to Crawford. Up ahead now, crossing the timeline. Crawford to the corner to Wilson. Excuse me, Gonzalez. Gonzalez loses the basketball, but Crawford finds it, and he's fouled from behind. Makes the basket, and one.
What I like about Justin Garza so far in this basketball game, up four after that and one opportunity. You notice their eyes are up, right? Hoover is trapping at every opportunity that they can, especially in the backcourt. But when you got your eyes open, you can even back up a little bit. You got no problem with that. They're throwing over the top. We've seen that a few times tonight. Obviously, their first 12 points of the game were on 4 3-pointers, but they've done a good job of adjusting. I don't think they've taken one since that last make and done a good job of getting the ball inside.
Crawford misses, but Wilson with the rebound, and Garza has another opportunity up four to extend this lead. 30 seconds in, Wilson up ahead, flies
nice.
In, right hand. Good on the layup, and they're up six. Over the other way, Olivier. Primary ball handler, he looks to attack, passes back out, three-pointer. It's no good, Justice Bell with the shot and a rebound for Garza. They can go on a little run here. Polson over to the corner, fakes the shot for Powell on the three-pointer. He now puts the ball on the floor, now passing it over to Wilson. Wilson now dribbling with the right hand, flying in.
Wow.
How does he do it, man?
Yeah, just the body control, right? The layup before that was on the right side, went up with 2 feet. That one was left-handed on the left side, contorted his body. God, he's been impressive tonight so far.
Up eight now. Hoover backing on the basketball. Harris, hook shot, good. So they stopped the bleeding there, and now they're going to press. Powell is fouled from the backside. We'll check on the number. I'm going to say it was on number 23, Jonah Bustos. So...
backing off now is Hoover defensively.
Some point, you wonder how long they're going to go with it here. And now down six as Polson over to Wilson. Wilson, they're running a zone in here. Finding it underneath is Olenisian, who turns and hooks it off the right side.
I can't underestimate what a great pass, a bounce pass from about 35 feet away for a layup. That was beautiful.
Olivier now dribbling to the left side, looking to attack. Jumpstop, he lost it, and he moved his feet as he slipped a little bit underneath the basket there. And that is another turnover for Hoover.
Hill is not in the game right now for the Patriots. Kind of a quiet first half so far.
Polson over to Crawford. Crawford now putting it to the floor. Now here comes a wild throw inside and a loose ball somehow finds Powell now out beyond the three-point arc. He's still dribbling the basketball. Garza with 17 on the shot clock. Loses it and is knocked away. Polson has somehow finds it. Now he pulls back and Powell with the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it over to Crawford. He dribbles into the key left hand and off the glass and good.
Wow. Justin Garza is doing a great job. Their shooting percentage is got to be over 50% for this game.
Vera spins right hand. Yes. And another basket for the Patriots, and it's an 8-point lead now. Polson over to the corner. Crawford dribbling baseline. Back out Polson. Polson three-pointer. Yes! Double-digit lead now for the Guardians, and a timeout from Coach Archie. We'll take it with him. 31-20. Justin Garza leads with 5:11 to go.
When hunger's in the red zone, Toledo's Mexican Restaurant has the winning play. Huddle up for their new chicken deals starting at just $14.99. Gandos, chicken mole enchiladas, and Sam Special. Use promo code ESPN for an extra 10% off, in addition to reward points and discounts. Plus, swing on by Toledo's and catch all your college and NFL action on the big screens. Happy hour, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5. Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 10, with $10 apps, $7 house margaritas, and $5 drafts. Toledo's Mexican Restaurant.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. 31-20. Zell Archie took a full timeout on this one to talk about things. And, Paul, it's been a shooting clinic from Justin Garza. Is there part of you where you kind of hope, if you're a Hoover fan, like, well, the shooting's got to cool down a little bit here, but talk about what you've seen so far.
Yeah, I Justin Garza's doing a great job of just making the most of the opportunities, right? They're finding a three-point guy in the three-point area. He's putting it up. They're not hesitating to get into the basket. But if you're Hoover, right, I see a couple different concepts defensively. They got to make sure they get out on the shooters, stick to their principles on defense, rotate over a little bit quicker.
Olivier lost it. I think he had picked up his dribble there, and now he has to get it to Hill. So Hill's holding the basketball. Now he puts it to the floor on the right side. They're in the half court now, setting up on their offense. Hill drives with the left hand, floats up with the right hand. No good. Short on the shot, and Garza with the rebound. Now it comes Crawford the other way. They're looking to pass up ahead. Now Cabillo pulls it up and now gets it back to Crawford. Back to Cabillo in the corner. Now he pulls out. Over to Crawford on the top of the arc, dribbling around. Now gets it to Cabrera, hands it off to Powell. Powell now backing up, 15 on the shot clock in this possession. Screen over to Olusinesan, flying in, wild shot, no good. And the Patriots with the rebound. Here comes Harris, handing it to Vera. Vera hesitates. Now he floats in, left hand block, but they kind of call a foul. Melkin Olusinesan just got a piece of the hand.
Looked like a clean block from behind, but anytime you're trying to play catch-up, you make a little bit of contact and be called for that. And, you know, despite Justin Garza missing that last shot, I really liked the offensive concept. They did a high screen up top, and big number four, he just committed the foul. Help me out with his last name.
Olusinesan.
There you go, Phil. Yeah. Good job. Slid to the basket, but it wasn't able to convert. But really good offense in the last possession for Justin Garza.
First free throw, no good. Second free throw is good for Hoover from JoJo Vera. So 31-21 with 4:17 to go. Corner shot, three-pointer, Kybero, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it was off of Garza. So the Patriots will take another possession. Olivier's just going to throw it all the way to the court, and Aaron Gonzalez was just right there, ready to read it. Harris, though, steals it from behind him. And now he gets it up ahead to Keon Hill. Hill with the basketball, dribbling the left hand, spins, no. Gets it over to Harris outside. Now at the top of the arc, Colton over. Olivier flies in. He was wide open coming from the corner, and he lays it in.
Yeah, Justin Garza got caught up. I'm trying to double team, find out where Hill was. Left Olivier wide open under the hoop.
Lead is 8 for the Guardians. 31-23 with 3:40 to go. Paulson up ahead. It's Gonzalez blocked away from Harris off the glass. Here comes the Patriots the other way. Keon Hill dribbling left hand, steps through the defense, flies in, and he's fouled on the shot. He'll have 2. Boy, the Patriots are just fearless on these shots when they go in the key here, Paul. I haven't seen a team attack the paint this much.
Yeah, I don't think they've made a three-pointer tonight. They know their strength, right? Getting to the basket, going up strong. Seen Hill and Olivier do that. I think Hill's going to get going here after this.
Hill, no, on the first free throw. Missing it just a little.
Why do I open my big fat mouth? Jinxed him.
Keon Hill looking to go 1-for-2 now from this free throw trip. 31-23. Garza leads over Hoover.
How about that block, though, from Harris, man? We've seen a few of those.
Yeah. Second free throw is good. It's Keon Harris. It's a 7-point lead. Up ahead, Keon Hill knocks it away, and it goes out the backside, and he's, I thought he was shaking up on the play. It looks like he was just more frustrated and gathered it. So Garza with possession on the backside baseline.
There's Coach Vossler singing in the, sending in the baseline out of bounds play.
Caballero looking to inbound it. Little bit of time, now gets it to Powell, who's standing in the corner, guarded by Hill. Powell dribbles at the left hand. Now he pulls back. Getting over to Olivier, knocked it away, and he didn't go after the basketball, and so Powell was able to recover on it. Now he flies in. Caballero in the corner, drips baseline, getting it to Gonzalez, back out to Powell in the corner. He drives baseline, and he's fouled as Keon Hill had contact with him. Just the third team foul for the Patriots. 3:07 to go.
And the pace of the game, Phil, like you mentioned, it's been not a ton of points, but the action's been up and down. I'm really enjoying this pace.
Here comes Wilson, who flies in. Yes, left hand. There they go. 9-point lead is Josiah Wilson, another one of those tough runners. Patriots looking to answer now. Noah Colton with the basketball across that Guardian emblem sitting on this floor. Olivier over to Michael Harris at the top of the arc, getting it to Vera. Vera's going to try a long three-pointer. No good. Flying in Keon Hill with the rebound attempt. No. And Garza with the basketball. Powell pulls up, now gets it over to the other side to Wilson. Wilson now with some speed ahead. He turns and shoots it inside the key. And a knockout from Gonzalez, but Caballero just not tall enough to get that pass.
Yeah, I like the idea, though. Gonzalez just tried to tip it to his guy. He's like, hey, if you would have just stood there, you would have had a wide-open three-pointer. You had to come try to get the rebound.
Here comes Olivier with the basketball, left hand. Throws it to Colton, but it was behind him. And I think they were not on the same page of how that play was developing. So, and turnover.
For those old-school guys that, you know, are used to dribbling the ball up the court, passing the ball around six or seven times, setting a screen, finding a guy in the low block for a post, those days are pretty much done and gone. This action's taking your player off the dribble, kind of a weave.
I got Caballero, Wilson takes the shot. Now he drives hard on the baseline, no good, off the back iron. Here comes Keon Hill. They got a 2-on-3 opportunity. Hill flying in, takes the contact, left hand, yes!
Could have been an and one call.
Up ahead, Gonzalez. He's got to pass it back. Wilson trying in now, and a shot and a foul. And Olivier had a tough contact, and he picks up Wilson to make sure he's okay. Good teamwork there.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. There. Foul guy hard. Pick him up.
It's Olivier's second foul.
And Wilson, right? We talked about him in the pregame. How impressive of a player he is, only a sophomore. Cameron Wilson is his older brother. So those that remember him doing a great job for the then Central Grizzlies. Mm.
Wilson could not get that free short throw to go.
Come on.
Tough night on the free throws a little for bit. Both teams, I think, at the moment.
I'm just going to let you call free throws. I'm not going to say anything.
Wilson looking to add one to the lead for Garza. Currently at 7, could be 8. And no, it rattles everywhere but inside the basket. So here comes Vera. Vera up ahead. Harris trying the dunk attempt, but blocked away for Gonzalez. Here comes Powell the other way for Justin Garza. He loses the basketball, and it was off his leg. So a turnover for the Guardians.
Oh, what a block.
Block.
Incredible. Challenged at the rim. I thought we were going to see our first dunk of the basketball game. Went up. That was all ball. What I like about that is the challenge obviously was there, athlete on athlete, but he didn't follow through at all, just tapped it. Incredible block.
Harris was shaken up on the play. He's out of the ball game now. Williams is in for the Patriots. Olivier dribbling with the right hand. Thought about pulling up from long two. Now gets it over Vera. Vera's going to try another three-pointer, and no, they cannot buy a three here. Rebound, Polson. Polson passing it back to Caballero. Caballero over to the other side to Crawford. Crawford's going to pull up on the three-point. Now pulling it to Caballero. Under 1 minute to go here. Polson with a three-pointer and too strong. And a rebound. Fight for it at least. And now Hoover has it. Getting it over to Williams. Williams up ahead to Vera. Keon Hill flying up, taking the contact. And no, but he'll have two free throws. The foul was on Carter Caballero, his first.
One of the fun things, Phil, about being so close to the scorer's table and to both benches, you get to hear what the coaching staff is talking to their players about. And, you know, you hear the, what are you doing, right? And, no. Yes.
The anxieties as Keon Hill makes a first free throw. He has one more to go. The anxieties of a coach, Paul. You know it firsthand. You coach some basketball in your life. You talk about all these things.
Right, yeah, and you go over it, and you practice it. Why aren't you doing it in the game?
Second free throw good. Now it's just a five-point lead for Garza here right before the half. This is a big possession for him. Paulson, Gonzalez is wide open, and he's going to lay it up on the right side.
Again, trying to trap in the backcourt. Good things happen when you keep your eyes up.
Bolton up ahead. They could take for the last shot. Harris is back in the ballgame. Short on the putback attempt, and he gets another one and one. So Michael Harris, who's back in the ball game after a momentary check on him.
Good.
He gets a big basket there, and this is a big free throw to get it close here before the half.
Yeah, when the Cardinal sins, we get beat on an offensive rebound. Don't swipe or don't do anything from behind.
Colson with a foul. Free throw no good, but Harris is able to get his own rebound off the back iron. Colton's going to try a three-pointer. It's wide on the right side. Looked like it was tipped a little bit. So now 14 seconds to go. Garza with the basketball. Wilson is going to pull up. Harris is guarding him tightly. He falls on the ground. Ball is loose. Keon Hill now up ahead. He's going to fly with some contact. No good. Harris put back attempt. Yes! And that might do it for the halftime horn. And just like that, it's only a three-point lead for Garza. We hit halftime 35-32. Justin Garza leads on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops here on 1430. It's halftime, 35-32. Garza leading over Hoover. And Paul, it's been a fascinating, fast-paced, helter-skelter first half, to say the least, of basketball. Interesting flow to this game. What stands out about what we've seen so far?
Well, that was a good way to describe it, helter-skelter. I think both coaches would agree. So, you know, Justin Garza got off to a pretty good start, leading with four three-pointers, 12. I think it was 12 to 4 at one point. You know, I felt like the game was getting a little bit away from Hoover High School. Coach Archie called a timeout when it was 31 to 20, but the Patriots finished the half on a 12-4 run to make it a three-point basketball game. You know, you see Hoover, what they're trying to do on defense. They're trying to speed you up a little bit, double team, try to create some turnovers and score on the fast break. We've seen some lapses down there as well. A couple guys have gotten some wide open layups. But, hey, it's only a three-point game for Justin Garza. I felt offensively, you know, nothing is in between, right? It's either a layup, or I mentioned those three-pointers that they did a good job in the first quarter. So, you know, limit the turnovers, like I said, pregame, right? It's a pretty obvious thing to say at any level. But, you know, Hoover is doing a pretty good job just kind of staying in the game. Offensive rebound-wise, I think they have some advantage. You know, our guy Michael Harris, number 22 for Hoover, he's done a good job defensively blocking some shots, grabbing some rebounds. So, you know, cut down on the turnovers. That's going to be a key for both teams in the second half.
No one really in foul trouble right now. I guess that you want to notice Premier Olivier is at two. If you're paying,
I think he got those early, didn't he?
He did. And yeah. Alex Barron was the other starter for Garza, who had two as well. Real quick, just one more minute here, Paul. But, you know, what are you looking adjustment-wise here coming out of this half from both teams?
Well, you know, Hoover, they've been burnt on double-teaming and leaving some guys down underneath for layups. So if I was Coach Archie and his staff, you know, say, hey, guys, you got to be mindful. If you're going to come hard and double-team, you got to be able to get back, put a guy in the middle of the court, and then you got a two-on-one opportunity. So, yeah, that's one thing that I think Hoover needs to do. On the flip side, Justin Garza, I feel like they got to find number 22, Michael Harris, who's done a good job. Even if he can't grab a rebound, he's doing a good job of just tipping it out, keeping the ball active. You got to put a body on him defensively and offensively, box him out, make things difficult.
All right. Halftime is here. It's come and gone. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, second half action. Justin Garza leads over Hoover here on 1430 ESPN. They lead 35-32.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, welcome back. Halftime just about over. We get second half rolling here, and 35-32 is your score. Felt like a larger lead for Garza coming into this one, but Hoover was able to close the gap very nicely at the end of the second half. Wonder if you find something here between both teams, but it's going to be a very fun second half to expect here for the next 16 minutes.
That's right. You got to remember high school, eight-minute quarters and 10-minute halftimes.
I was doing my mental.
Yeah, I got some high scores, too, for Hoover. Harris is leading with 12, Olivier with 10, Josiah Wilson with 8 for Justin Garza, and Peyton Powell and Luke Paulson each with 6 for the Guardians. All four of those are on three-pointers.
To my understanding, I think it's Hoover that will inbound to start this second half, as the starters are all the same.
Actually, looks like
Alex
Barron.
You're
pointing to White.
Actually, I think
I don't remember tip-offs that much in high school
somehow
basketball,
they
do
remember.
You?
Somehow they remember.
Somehow.
The refs do. Actually, yeah, you're correct. Justin Garza will open with the possession, and now he inbound, and his second half action now on 1430 ESPN. Peyton Powell dribbling between his legs, guarded by Michael Harris. He tries to find someone to get to, and just pivoting that foot there, gets it over to Barron. Barron, who's back in the basketball game, he was out for a while with those two fouls. Flies in with a layup attempt. It's off of Garza, I thought. And yes, it is. That's how the ref will call it. And so it's Hoover basketball on the turnover.
Making a sub already. It's Coach Vossler. He pointed the wrong way, I think I heard the ref say, Phil. Nope.
It was Hoover basketball, from my understanding. It looked like it was off of Barron, from my eyes. Premier Olivier now dribbling to the other side. Dribbling. Pull up, two-pointer, and yes, there it is. And now the lead is cut to one. Oh, Hoover with the opening bucket here. Long flow. It was off the front of the iron, so Wild Karam goes to Colton. Colton flying the other way. Layup high off the glass and good, and one.
A great start for Hoover coming out at halftime, and I was wondering which team would come out with the most fire. And it's the Patriots. An ill-advised pass from Justin Garza turns into the and-one opportunity for Colton.
Josiah Wilson commits the foul. Colton has a chance to get the lead up to two for the Patriots to open this third quarter. Free throw good. KFC bucket for Noah Colton. It's a two-point lead, 37-35 for Hoover. Just 43 seconds into this second half. More pressure in the backcourt. They're trying to break it. Here comes Paulson now up the front court. Back up to Powell. Powell fakes the shot. He pulls up a two-pointer. No good on the left side. Fight for the ball. It's tipped out of bounds. It's off of Hoover.
Yeah, I got a little lucky with that. It was going to be an easy rebound for Hoover, but they tipped it out.
Barron checking out. Paulson checking out. As we got Crawford back and Caballero back. Powell, who's in the corner, now dribbles over to the wing on the three-point side. Now passing it back out to Wilson. Wilson, ooh, step through. Layup good. Tied at 37. Olivier throws it up to the front court. Josiah Williams floating in. He lays it up on the other side. Lead up to two for the Patriots. Powell over to Crawford trying to break this press. Back, picks up his dribble. Gives it to Powell. Powell can't break it through. Keon Hill is guarding him tightly. Up ahead, as it's Wilson who picks it up, and he fires a two-pointer. Good. Two-point shot ties it at 39. Here comes the Patriots the other way. Olivier, he pulls back. Ooh. He loses the basketball and dives for it, and he takes out Wilson from underneath. Gunder cut him there, and that's a foul. So a loose ball foul for Olivier, his third in this basketball game. You'd imagine they're going to take him out with three, but it's something of note here just early in this third quarter.
Keep playing, but be smart.
Here comes Alex Barron now with the basketball. Barron crossover, gives it to Wilson. Wilson driving on the left side, floating up glass, no good. Nice tap out from Gonzalez, getting it back to Barron. Garza with possession. Paulson now handling the basketball. He's directing traffic at the right side wing. He directs it to Gonzalez underneath, who tried the up and under layup. No good. Keon Hill picks it up, and now he's dribbling with the right hand up into the front court. Patriots over to the corner. Olivier fakes the shot. Now he's going to pull up the three-pointer. No good on the right side. Fight for the rebound. Williams, no good, but blocked away by Gonzalez. The ball was thrown wildly up ahead, and Colton now comes up with the Patriots the other way, waiting underneath the basket. Keon Hill, who receives the pass and lays it up for two.
I like the patience that Hill just showed on that. Just a simple pump fake. Let his guy go by him and put it up.
Wilson getting it to Barron. Barron's very close to the half-court marker. No. Here comes Powell with a three-pointer. He hits it, and they're up one.
Yeah, they needed that one.
Peyton Powell knocks down a three. It's 42-41 with 5:11 to go in this third quarter. Deion Hill now crossing the timeline with the basketball. Takes the handoff to Colton. He's still dribbling with that right hand. Guarded by Wilson. Handing it to Harris, who just taps it back to Hill. Hill between the legs. To the left side, flying. No good. Well short of the shot. And here comes Garza the other way. Paulson now with it. Getting it over to Wilson on the right side. Wilson step back. Now he steps through, and that is a travel. Too many pivots with the foot. I thought he held that pivot, Paul,
yeah.
But it was borderline.
Yeah, no arguments from the Garza bench. Yeah, he didn't settle for that 16-foot jump shot. Pump faked. Tried to get an easier shot, but was called for moving his pivot foot.
Colton now with the basketball, guarded by Barron. Colton loses it on the left hand, and Paulson now with the basketball for Garza. He's dribbling with the right hand to the left hand, over to the near side. And they're going to fly away as Michael Harris knocks it away. And it's a possession for the Patriots coming the other way. Justice Bell to the corner to Colton. Over to Keon Hill. Top of the arc. Three-pointer. Short. Harris trying to fight for the rebound. Another putback attempt. And it looks like it was Justice Bell that is able to put it back. Numbers behind for Garza, who flies in. Powell fakes the shot. And he gets it off the bank. And now Garza back up in front.
Yeah, I love that pump fake. Got two Hoover Patriots up in the air and laid it up.
Bell dribbling it. Now in the half court. Standing by that logo. Now directing traffic. Gets it inside. Nice steal attempt from Barron, who's fighting for the basketball on the ground, and it's a jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to, I believe, Hoover.
Your description, Phil, I think it's gonna last for the rest of this game. Helter Skelter. We've seen more of that here in the third quarter.
Colton the inbound from beneath the basket. He gives it over to Keon Hill, who nearly stolen away by Paulson. Hill dribbling. Now goes to the left side. He finds Harris on
late.
The other side, and he's fouled on the shot. It was Wilson that fouled him. So two free throws for Michael Harris.
Guardian foul number 10.
Yeah, good pass from Hill. Justin Garza late rotating over. That was Josiah Wilson. If he gets to that spot, he's going to be able to deflect that.
Harris, first free throw. Good to go. Ties this game at 44 with 3:31 to go in this third quarter.
I haven't talked a lot about these coaches that are doing a great job here at Justin Garza and Hoover High School, but you know, those familiar with basketball in the Central Valley definitely know the name Tazelle Archie.
We'll get on the second.
An alum of the school, one of the best in school history, played at Pepperdine. Remember watching him in the early 90s.
Paulson in the corner, three-pointer for Garza, too strong. Keon Hill finds the basketball underneath, and he dribbles it spinning around and just to get free from those defenders. And now he travels across the timeline. Inside, first look at Evan Valentine underneath. Too strong on the shot. Might be a little excitement being in the basketball game for the first time.
We saw somebody getting the ball in the low block, Phil, with his back to the basket. I think he got so excited. He's like, hey, this is old school basketball.
Exactly.
Threw it up a little too hard.
Keon Hill with the pass, and they will take the three-pointer from the inbound, and no good, and Wilson will rebound. Here comes Garza the other way. Wide open three-pointer for Crawford. He tries it. Valentine with the rebound. Gets it for the Patriots. Here comes Bell the other way. He's met by Crawford. Gets it to Colton. Now Colton holding the basketball. Now he dribbles over to Bell. Bell's going to fire a three-pointer, stepping into it. Valentine with the offensive board. He fights underneath. Tries to throw a wild shot. No good. Maybe trying to draw a foul. Here comes Crawford the other way. Flying in left hand. Short on the layup, but fouled by Justice Bell.
Justin Garza's staff likes that play, likes the hustle. It's going to be interesting, Phil, because of the rotations, right? You want your guys fresh in the fourth quarter. Just to see, because we see guys with their hands on their jerseys, right? Tugging on their jerseys. 2:27 left in the third quarter. Still a lot of basketball left. So it'll be interesting to see how fresh these guys are in the fourth quarter.
Braylon Crawford cannot make the first free throw. Still tied at 44 with 2:27 to go. Checking out is Aaron Gonzalez. Is checking in is Carter Caballero.
It's like both teams go about 7 or 8 deep.
Crawford the second. No good. And Harris was crushed on the rebound attempted. Josiah Wilson, you had to be careful there. That's his third foul now in this third quarter. And he'll have to check out now as Powell will check in, and Wilson will have to sit for this final 2:26. Let's see, Jonah Bustos back in this basketball game. He's dribbling the basketball across the timeline. Very important minutes for both teams. Game tied at 44. He dribbles back over to Michael Harris, up to Keon Hill at the top of the arc, who holds it. Now he puts it to the floor, left side pull up, two-pointer. And he gets it to go on the mid-range, and they're up two. Back behind the defense is Oganesian, who cannot get it to go. Here comes Keon Hill with the basketball the other way. He's going to try another three-pointer. No good, front iron. And Oganesian with the rebound. Valentine harassing him underneath, but over to Caballero. And now the Patriots will back off. Powell. They get over to Crawford, into Oganesian, back out to Caballero to the corner, over to Paulson, back over to Caballero. They're just passing it around this zone. Powell flying in now. No good on the left side. Oganesian with the offensive board. Fakes the shot. Left-hand attempt. No good. How did it not go in? Powell at the offensive board. No good. Fight for the rebound. Ball to the floor. Paulson now comes up with it. He's dribbling beyond the three-point arc. Gets it over to Caballero. Reset of the shot clock. Caballero trying to get it into Oganesian. Oganesian backing on Valentine.
Ooh.
And the right-handed layup. Good. Ties it at 46.
I like it. That was a nice play. Reward the big man for posting up.
We're under a minute to go in this third quarter. Keon Hill with the basketball tied at 46. Knocked away momentarily with the right hand, but he still has it. Dribbling, 20 seconds into Valentine. Valentine with the hook shot, no good. Harris taps it out. Over to Paulson, though, and Garza's coming the other way. Caballero, right-handed layup, and the Guardians lead.
Yeah, fortunate rebound. Coach Archie is really upset for his team not grabbing the rebound. The rebound came right to a Garza player, one pass for a layup.
And Coach Archie wants to call it timeout, and I don't think he was getting the attention of the ref, and now he did. And we'll take it with him. 48-46 with 35 seconds to go in this third quarter.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back. Out of the timeout, 48-46. Paul, it's a competitive basketball game here.
Absolutely.
With 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Competitive fire from both coaches. And what are we talking about with Hoover side in this final 35?
Well, yeah, Coach Archie wanted that timeout. Right? You usually don't see coaches call timeout, you know, under a minute, especially with the basketball, but just kind of settling his team down, value this possession, get a good shot, get some momentum, and head into the fourth quarter.
Harris is going to inbound. So directing traffic over to Colton. Running a play, Vera now with the basketball. Dribbling with the left-hand spin over to the right side, handing it to Harris. Harris bobbled inside. He's trying to fight for some room, and he gets it up and in and fouled. Tough from Michael Harris.
Tough is right. He's been doing that all game, Phil. Just on the glass. He's absolutely relentless. And what I like about him, Phil, and you see that a lot throughout high school basketball, is an offensive rebound. A lot of times players will, you know, bring the ball down or not know quite what to do with it. But when he grabs a rebound, he's going straight up, keeping it high.
Could give the Patriots the lead, and does with the free throw. 49-48, Garza can hold for the final possession of this quarter. Crawford met at the half court, getting it to Oganesian, over to Paulson. Now after Crawford as they're trying to work through this zone. 13 on the game clock here now. Powell now holding the basketball, getting it to the right side. He's going to pull up mid-range jumper, short, fight for the board. Harris has it. They can extend the lead for the Patriots. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Vera shot, no good. And the ball trickles out of bounds, and the horn sounds. 49-48. Hoover leads over Garza. End of the third quarter. We have one more to go. Stay with us on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
49-48, Hoover, start of the fourth quarter as Garza inbounds it. As we get rolling here, Wilson with the basketball on the near side, getting it to Barron. Really tight pressure on the defensive side here for Hoover. Over to Crawford on the far side, back up to Bayon. Getting it to Harris, who's wide open on the left side. Cannot get it to go. Oganasian putback attempt come off the front iron up the upside. No good. Fight for the rebound. Vera somehow finds it. How did Justin Garza not score there?
Ooh. Mark that down. Blew a layup to start the half.
Three-pointer. Bustos, and that's a big flip on the other side. It's 52-48. Hoover. Steal attempt. Colton comes in front of the pass. Wilson is met, and we have a foul as Vera was too handsy on Josiah Wilson there at the midcourt.
Oh, Hoover's come back to take this four-point lead in the fourth quarter because of that defense. Done a good job limiting Justin Garza.
Peyton Powell dribbling. They're really harassing the passing lanes here. Getting it over to Gonzalez, who saves it on the out-of-bounds. Over to Crawford. Crawford finds it on the far side. Barron, three-pointer. No good. Barron gets his own rebound on the long rebound. Powell now on the top of the arc. Getting it over. One more pass. Wilson, three-pointer. Rattles away. No good. Harris, active on the boards and pulls it up. And there's going to be a fight underneath and a jump ball. Crawford able to get his hands in there. And so it'll be a jump ball Hoover basketball. But good effort there from Crawford to switch the arrow. But Hoover now looking to pull away in this fourth quarter.
Remember, Wilson missed a lot of that third quarter to picking up that third foul. Started this fourth quarter, so he should be fresh.
Colton sliding in, and yes, the layup on the left side extends the lead to six. Peyton Powell the other way. Harris so active on this defensive side. Trailing him. Over to Barron. Passing it around the arc. Tip pass from Harris. Over to Crawford. Crawford tries to find somebody on the baseline and throws it wildly out of bounds.
Yeah, you see Harris, number 22, coming up to defend. Talk about how great of a job he's done down low, but he did a good job of deflecting passes.
Olivier to Harris. Underneath, another two-pointer, and Coach Bosler has to take a timeout. It is 56-48 with 6:21 to go in this fourth quarter. We'll take a timeout with him on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Faison Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Emotional swings of a basketball game, 56-48, Hoover. They were down 11 in the second quarter, Paul, and since that 31-20 score, they have been flying through this basketball.
Look at Harris at the top of the key, just not making anything easy for Justin Garza.
Wilson, who is fouled. I think the ball was knocked out of bounds, actually, by Vera off of Wilson. So Garza will retain possession with 22 on the shot clock, getting it into Gonzalez. Wilson, now guarded by Harris, goes over to the midcourt. Now it's Powell over to Wilson. Wilson trying to drive in, trying to find any hope of a shot, and he's fouled underneath. Vera's not happy with the call, but that's his third foul. So free throws for Josiah Wilson.
Yeah, if Justin Garza is going to now have to come back and win this basketball game, it's going to have to be on the back of Wilson.
Free throw good. Cuts the lead to seven. Both coaches directing everything with their teams here. It's post-standing. I'd be too if it was a game like this. Another KFC bucket for Josiah Wilson. 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Bustos for Hoover. Driving left side. Flying in. Too strong.
Oh,
here
man.
Comes Michael Harris again with a putback bucket.
Nobody put a body on me. Absolutely flew from the left side to the right side, grabbed him, put it right back up.
Olson over to the corner to Wilson. Wilson trying in up and under. Ooh. How did he get that off the glass? Olivier up to Harris. Harris flying in, right hand, and one. Michael Harris, have it be your night tonight.
He is absolutely doing it all. Justin Garza got caught sleeping after that reverse layup from Wilson. Forgot to find number 22. And that's one of the advantages, right, Phil? He's playing defense on top. When the basket was made, all he's doing is leaking down the court.
A chance to convert. I don't know how many three-point plays he's had tonight, Paul. And he gets it there again. The lead up to nine with 5:27 to go. 61-52 Hoover over Garza. Wilson to the corner to Paulson. But so many defenders tight on the ball. Wilson flying in. No good. Olivier fight for the rebound. He's trying to get away from some of the Garza defenders. He finally is able to put it on the floor and put it away. Now up to Vera up ahead. Vera's just going to try an early three-pointer. No good. And a rebound finds Alex Barron. Barron up ahead. And Olivier picks it off in the midcourt. Olivier up ahead and floats in. No good. Fight for the rebound. Olivier able to find it again. And Hoover will retain possession. You want to settle it down here a little bit if you're Hoover on the offensive side. Justice Bell going to try a three-pointer. No good. Harris with another offensive board, though.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Olivier guarded by Perrin. Really big defensive possession as we took under 4:30 to go for the Guardians. Colton at the top of the arc, guarded by Crawford. Takes the screen, step back, three-pointer. Colton, yes! Double-digit lead now for the Patriots. 64-52. Crawford guarded tightly by Bell. Over to Wilson. Back to Crawford. Crawford trying to find somewhere to go. Drives baseline. Pass back out. Paulson. No good. Fight for the rebound. Hoover's going to come up with it. Vera the other way. He's got Harris on the backside.
Oh!
Alley-oop! Alley-oop! Oh. Michael Harris! Oh, my! Bringing the house down in West Fresno. Foul on the other end on the shot as Aaron Gonzalez draws it. But what a play from Michael Harris. The feed from JoJo Vera. Oh, my.
The crowd is buzzing after that. Alley-oop dunk, threw it down one-handed with authority.
We'll stay here on the timeout.
I think it's safe to say the momentum's on the Hoover side right now. That's as impressive as an alley-oop dunk as you'll see at the high school level. That's knowing your team, right? Throwing it up. Let your guy go grab it. Work some magic. He's been very, very impressive tonight. Had 12 points at halftime. I mean, he's just doing it all, Phil. Just very impressed.
Michael Harris, a senior, 6'2", athletic.
Plays bigger than 6'2".
What's his, do you know his story, real Paul?
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I remember him watching him last year and, you know, not flashy. Works hard. We haven't seen him take a playoff, right? He's just working hard on the defensive side. Yeah. Knows his strengths. And remember, Phil, that impressive putback as well where we're looking at the referees lined up as they do on the timeout. He looks like he took off from the left side of the block, grabbed the rebound at the front of the rim, came down and put it up on the right side. I mean, that's just been his MO all basketball game. And if you're Justin Garza, right, you just gotta stop that kind of stuff. You gotta put a body on him, but you gotta start hitting some threes. You gotta score really quick because this game has gotten away from him really, really fast.
I have some really great news for you, Paul. Our videographer, Joe Gomez, was standing on that end, that baseline.
Did he give you a thumbs up, or did you give him a little eyeball?
I don't know.
Little eyeball?
We're going to find out if we got it. What a remarkable play, and I'm sure we'll try to get the highlight out as soon as we can. So we might be the only ones that got it.
We better. We're the local sports leaders.
I know. I'm looking for any other guys with cameras. Nobody there. And Gonzalez is going to miss that first free throw, so no good there. With 3:43 to go, boy, this game really, really turned in the midway of that second quarter. Gonzalez no good on the second free throw, and Vera with the rebound. Three Garza players around him, but gets it over to Olivier. And Olivier crosses the timeline. Garza's going to ramp up the pressure here in the midcourt. Over to Colton. Colton just holding the basketball. 25 seconds to go on the shot clock. 3:30 to go in this basketball game. Lead is 14 for the Patriots. Vera getting it to Olivier. Olivier now holding it. Looking to put it to the floor. Guarded tightly by Wilson. Backing out. Now standing at the logo. Now dribbling with the right hand. Driving in. Taking the contact. And floats in.
Patriots.
Lead up to 16. Wilson's going to try an early three-pointer. Rattles away. No good. Colton with the rebound. Perrin is able to knock it away. Trying to get it to somebody. Wilson able to gather it. Over to Caballero. Getting it back to Wilson, who splits the defenders through the lane and lays it up on the left side. That ends the run for the Patriots. A remarkable one. Vera up ahead. He's going to just throw up a shot wildly as he takes the foul, and it's two free throws.
A little bit of a bailout. I'm sure Coach Archie would have liked to end up back it up a little bit, take some time off the clock. But you think about coming out at halftime, right? We talked about turnovers, taking care of the basketball. And Hoover came out, right, just with the more aggressive defense, forced some turnovers early for Justin Garza. And on the flip side, offensively, Hoover's done a fantastic job taking care of the basketball. I can't remember their last turnover.
Olivier with the rebound on the free throw. So 1 for 2 for the trip for Vera there. And now they can waste more clock here as we're getting closer to probably a Hoover victory. In the corner, Justice Bell, three-pointer, why not? No good. Vera with the rebound, offensive board. Long shot, no good. Bell fighting for the board, and it's off of him. And Garza will retain possession now. We talk about a game like this early in league play, right, Paul? What this can kind of do for you as you will get a second shot at these teams, I would imagine, in terms of the scheduling. Foul on the floor there on the drive.
Well, we mentioned that Hoover's playing their best basketball this season, winning 8 of their last 9, well on their way to winning, if my Common Core math is correct. I got to get that phrase in. 9 out of 10. They win this one.
Caballero inbounding. Powell does not get the layup to go. Harris.
Oh, who's
the
there? Yep.
Trying to get it up ahead to Justice Bell, who now grabs it and pulls back in the midcourt. Olivier, who smartly continuing to hold it here as Wilson guards him tightly. Now he's just going to play keep away with the dribble here. Down in the midcourt, backing him down. 17 seconds to go in this shot clock. 1:55 to go in this basketball game. Over to Colton, 10 on the shot clock now, as he's guarded by Wilson as they switch. Colton now with 6 seconds on the ISO ball. We'll see what this looks like. Long three-pointer on its way, and hits it from way downtown. Noah Colton. It's just that kind of night for Hoover in this second half. Just a clinic as they steal it away again. Harris up ahead. He puts it up. No, this time missing it. And Olivier on the knockout gives it over to Colton. And Colton with another possession. He's fouled as Crawford grabbed him. I want to know what the run was to start this second half here, Paul. Because
I got it. I've been writing down some stuff.
What was their halftime?
So 49-48. It was 56-48, so 8-point lead, and then 61-52. So they just kept increasing it. Then a three-pointer made it 64-52, and now all of a sudden it's 72-54.
Only 6 points in
six
the second
points
half.
In the second half.
For Garza.
It's been a nightmare for them.
Olivier picked away from Barron. Barron fights for it, and he just slides out of bounds trying to save that basketball. Good effort from Alex Barron at the tail end of this one. It's
wow.
The kind of effort you like as a coach, but fortunately the result is not the one Coach Bossler would enjoy. 72-54. 1:04 to go. Vera flying into the key. Colton's going to pull it back now. They got 16 on the shot clock, getting it to Olivier. Olivier dribbling with the basketball as we have some reserves now in for Garza. Poked away as Joel Smith is fighting for the defense. He's trying to make the most of his time on the floor.
Olivier is strong, though, right? I mean, dribbling the basketball, keeping those elbows out. Tough to steal the ball from him.
Crawford was called with the foul. Colton now with the basketball in the backcourt. New shot clock renewed as we get closer to Hoover getting to their 10th win on the year. 10-5 would be the record. As soon as this one wraps up, Colton is going to be fouled as he tried to pass it back out to Vera. So that's the 15 foul. That's free throws for Noah Colton, who could add to his point total tonight.
He's had a good second half.
Be sure to stay tuned for our post-game show right after this one wraps up. We'll have coach interview, potential player interview. We'll see what we can gather here at the tail end.
Coach T over here.
Yeah, we'll see what we can chop it up with. And get a preview of what's coming up next week on High School Hoops, which seems to be a Tuesday affair this year, Paul.
Freeing up the weekends for me.
Keeping you free on the weekends. Colton, second free throw as he made the first. And rattles home, second free throw good.
Second basket's good.
And we had a whistle underneath. We have a lane violation. And we had a foul. Play foul there underneath.
The push on a made free throw.
Yeah. All right.
The 20-point game.
20-point lead. Paul, if I told you at 31-20, Garza leading, that Hoover would win by at least, or be up by 20, I don't know if you'd believe me.
What's the famous Anchorman meme?
Well, that escalated quickly.
That escalated quickly. Yeah, it's we'll talk about it a little bit more when the game's over, but you know, it's a combination of Hoover stepping up their defense, putting Harris at the top of the key, and Justin Garza just could not buy a basket in the second half.
So that foul actually was continuing in the bonus there. And now Michael Harris was the one that was shoved, so he'll shoot free throws. Just a silly foul there. As Harris able to knock it down.
I mean, the game's over, but you just literally confused me.
And second foul, second free throw good. And we will dribble it out here as Garza will have at least one more possession. Powell, three-pointer on the near side. There it is.
30 basket, 3 points by number one, Peyton Powell.
So Hoover will look to inbound. Garza's going to play to this final whistle here. Vera getting it up to Olivier. Olivier passing the half-court mark. He'll pick up his dribble. He'll hold it. And try to get it away. And a late timeout. Looked like Barron had the basketball when the timeout was granted. But we're just extending the inevitable now.
Yeah, strange possession. Just dribble the ball out. Pretty simple.
Oh.
How about this gym? Let's talk about this gym.
Yeah, hey.
I love
this. This is the second time you've been in here. First time for me.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about these new gyms here all over in Central Valley. And Justin Garza, apparently new school.
Yep.
What do you think of this setup here?
I like it. So first thing you notice is when you walk in is the floor. Floor is just beautiful, right? You're three-point line or inside the key is that navy blue. Got a nice white three-point line. Nice and bright as well. Nice gym.
4 seconds to go. Ball was off the foot. May have been called a kick ball, but thankfully no. And Olivier flies in. He did get it at the basket. And I don't know if Garza would be too happy about that, but that would be a basket. It looked like he got it off in time. And so 78-57 will be your final. My understanding is they should count the basket.
Basket's good.
Yeah, they will count it. So 78-57, the Patriots come out victorious on the road at Justin Garza. We will take a break. We'll have the postgame show next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCLE.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops. Our game is over here at Justin Garza. The Hoover Patriots come in and win by 21 on the road. 78-57 is our final. We're trying to get Tazel Archie over here on our table. He's preoccupied with, you know, basketball coverage. We love coverage of the Central section, right, Paul?
We'll get him.
We'll get him. We'll get him eventually. But just quick thoughts as you're watching this, watching him over there like a hawk.
I mean, 78-57, and, you know, Hoover was down 11 points in that second quarter when he called that timeout. And, you know, the defensive pressure, nothing was easy for Justin Garza in that second half. And I got to commend Coach T and his staff for putting big number 22 out on the top of the key, wreaking havoc. Michael Harris with his long arms. Man, that kid, he has quite a motor, doesn't he? Just doesn't take any plays off. He's active. Doesn't say anything on the court. I like that type of player. And to me, he was definitely the difference. And that monster alley-oop dunk as try to wave, see if you can see me way over here. All right, I'm going to yell at him,
Phil.
I'm going to put my...
I think Pamir knows what we need.
We got the third headset?
Yeah, we got the third headset ready to roll. Pamir Olivier with the nice assist for us here as he's trying to navigate over here. But, Michael Harris was phenomenal tonight as far as a certain motor he was playing. Is it time to crown our star of the game, Valley Athletic
Let's
star
do it.
Of the game? What was his final point total?
23.
But, felt like 40.
I mean, at least a double-double. Had a couple big blocks as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he was impressive.
As we got coach now here, Tazel Archie, who's on with us here. And Michael Harris, maybe not, don't go too far. We want to talk to you, too, as well. Coach, we got you on now, and congrats on the victory, 78-57. You called a timeout at 31-20. You were down. What changed with your team after that timeout in the second quarter, and what kind of play you saw from your group?
Well, I mean, this is a good team that we faced. They were ready. You know, anytime you call a play and then the other team's coach calls the same play and then they jump into formation, you know they're prepared for you. So we didn't expect it to be a cakewalk at all. They came out, they jumped on us the way you're supposed to at home. We weathered the storm. We always preach it's four quarters, not one, not two, not three. They played a pretty good first half. We didn't feel that we played our best first half of So when we called a timeout, we called several timeouts, I believe. I'm not known for calling a lot of timeouts. I had to ask the score table how many do we have at the end of the game because, you know, I burned a few of those. So the guys responded. You know, we lit into them, and all I did was remind them of the work that we put in practice every day. So not to come out and do anything new, just do what you're good at, right? And they responded, led by Michael Harris.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, nice lead-in. You know where I'm going with this. So I ended up with 23 points. I mean, that was impressive, had that electrifying dunk. But defensively, right, and you know as well as anybody, T, you know, defense leads to offense, leads to good opportunities. And defensively, second half, you guys were nails. Talk about the intensity coming out. We work on this in practice. That's who we are. But defensively, I thought you guys were nails. At one point, you held Justin Garza with only 6 points. You probably really didn't realize it. Looking at the score, hey, we got a 4-point lead. Hey, we got a 7-point lead. And all of a sudden, you got a 20-point lead. But
nine
defensively.
9 points the entire second half there.
Held him to 9 points.
Oh, man. I mean.
Lights out, you could say.
Well, we always say defense travels. You know, your shot may not go on the road and knock down a bunch of shots, but defense travels. That's all heart. That's all effort. That's all intensity. And again, got to go with the man in the hour led by Michael Harris. He's at the point. He's at the top of the point of our 3-2, our half-court trap. He's moving in puppies, guarding whoever brings the ball up. He's obviously at the point of our press attack. And we definitely rolled his back, rolled his momentum today. It happens to be his birthday.
Oh.
And so.
Well, how about that?
We made a little comment about let's go ahead and get him his career high today. He had his career high tonight. So the defense that he brings has been, you know, an anchor for us for the last 4 years, actually. He's a four-year starter. And it's just culminating now as a senior. After the game, we had a couple people that tapped me on the shoulders asking, does he have any offers? And so things are looking up for Michael Harris. So
that's awesome. And now we're joined by Michael Harris, who's on the headset, of course.
Right,
and Michael, you know, you hear that from Coach. And I mean, it was your birthday, so I guess it was all written in the stars, right, for you tonight, for you to have a game like that. When you hear coaches' words about how you play and the way you attacked it tonight, I think offensive boards, of course, were big for you. Of course, the dunk you can talk about. Mm-hmm. How is this the best birthday gift you had in quite some time, I would say, this kind of game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is my first birthday gift I ever got, yeah.
Wow. Well, how would you characterize what you look like? You could play four more quarters after this. So how would you characterize your play tonight?
I mean, every day in practice we doing sprints, like every single day, every single minute. Coach got us going, you know, every single day doing sprints. So when it comes to that, I just take it really personal and I really take care of when it comes to just stamina and defense and staying with the game, keeping my pace at a good pace, if not extra. I make sure that I don't slack because defense is my – I take pride of it. I think that's my biggest pride when it comes to basketball. My favorite thing part of basketball is defense.
Absolutely, and the big blocks and all of that. But let's talk about the alley-oop. We had a great angle at it. I think we have a camera that was on it too, so we might see that highlight a little bit later for you on our social medias. But what'd you see on that play? I know you wanted to dunk one earlier, and so I'm sure you're glad you got that one.
Yeah.
But take me through that play.
Again, every day in practice, I tell my guys, hey, you see me, you know, on the run, one on two, throw it up. That's all I always tell them. I preach it to them all the time. Hey, I'm like, I'm looking for it. I'm ready for it. Throw it up, and I'll catch it. I'll dunk it.
There you go. This last question for both of you. You know, 10-5 now. You're into this league play. How far can this Hoover squad go if they're playing the way, like, especially in that second half? How far can this group go for you guys?
I mean, I think we're like everybody else. You obviously want to win every game that's in front of you. Our goal is to have just as much success as everybody else in the league. We obviously want to win league. I personally think this is a good chance for us to make a run back to Sellin Arena. It's been 6 years since Hoover's been there. I think with this team, with the depth that we have, the senior leadership, the spunk and the fight that we have in some of our underclassmen, Kamir Olivier being one of them,
yeah.
I think this is a year that we can get back to Sellin Arena and, you know, try to make a run at state as well.
Right, that sounds pretty good. Feel like this team's capable?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. We stay together, stick as a team, play as a team, yeah. You'll see us at Sellin Arena.
All right, well, sounds good. Hoover, congrats, guys, to Tazel Archie, Michael Harris on the win tonight. And best of luck. Stay healthy the rest of the season. Congrats. Congrats on the win. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more high school hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, wrapping up here at Justin Garza, the Guardians falling to the Patriots. The Patriots 78-57. Hoover comes into this building and didn't start pretty, but my goodness, it ended pretty. And how about a nice birthday present for Michael Harris? I don't know if you heard that, Paul. It was his birthday today,
yeah.
And he had a career high on his birthday tonight, including the alley-oop. What a special performance for him. He'll remember, I'm sure. Coach was talking about offers, potentially. Some people were asking about it.
Big day.
So, stock up.
Right? I mean, it's a dream, right?
Yeah.
You grow up, you're playing basketball, you're like, hey, you know, I want to make a splash on my special day, right?
Yeah.
And he certainly did. He balled out tonight.
How about Hoover? Just last thoughts on that performance tonight.
Yeah, you know, just and when Coach T was walking to the locker room right now, he's like, hey, yeah, we put 22 there. He's been there for 4 years. It's the A.J. Johnson role, you know, how good A.J. Johnson was. You know, there's a lot of good pieces, right? There's a lot of good pieces there. The helter-skelter type of offense and defense that they run, and Justin Garza to a large extent as well, it can work in certain situations. You got to take care of the basketball, right? You got to knock down shots, play solid defense. So there's a lot of good pieces for them right now. You know, they play in the CMAC, the CMAC 2 is what they call it. So, you know, Coach T, he's been around a long time. He's done a really good job bringing back the program to prominence. So, yeah, that's definitely a team to watch.
Sellin's potential too. Coach feels it. Coach feels like this is a team.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Paul, appreciate it as always. Of course, we got another one next week. And to my understanding, I think our next matchup is a track matchup. You want to take a guess on who it is, or should I just reveal it to the people?
Go. Let the people know.
Let the people know. We will be at Clovis North and Buchanan next week. Hey, how about those battles down the stretch, including that one at Buchanan last year. Incredible performance defensively from that Bear squad. We get a rematch of the two top teams in the track from a year ago next week on Tuesday.
I'm pumped for that one. And got a Buchanan win, 74-44. So good win for the Bears. They're 2-0 in league. So track's no pushover. We know that. I don't have to tell everybody out there. So it's going to be a great one.
Tone setter in next week's matchup. Should be good. All right.
We mentioned real quick, too,
yeah,
Phil.
Just, go ahead.
First of all, with Justin Garza, I mean, they're extremely accommodating to us. Answered all of our emails about covering the game. Got a lot of thank yous for covering the game. You know, it's just one of those nights, right, in the second half where things weren't going their way. It was tough to get a basket for the coaching staff. It's very frustrating to watch, right?
Yeah.
Ken Voster, has done a great job with the program. The program's in really good hands with him and his staff. So, you know, you learn from it. You break down the tape. You see what they can improve on, and you go from there.
And I'm sure they will recover from this one. And they got some players, that's for sure. We saw some good basketball tonight, and we appreciate you for tuning in, Paul. Next time we'll hear from you is tomorrow, FPU Sunbird Show.
That's right.
Should be a good one tomorrow at 6 o'clock, so we'll see you there. And then, of course, your Central Valley Sports Report on Saturday, 10 a.m. to noon, getting us ready for Josh Allen right after.
1:30, right?
Yeah, you're talking a little Josh Allen, I'm sure.
I did last week, too.
Yeah,
let's go, Josh.
Should be good. All right, Paul, great job by you. Appreciate it as always. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, great job by you.
Great job by you for Paul Metters, for Jorge in the studio producing tonight's broadcast, for Joe, for Juliana doing the socials today as well. I'm Phil Benatti saying good night. Once again, your final. Hoover, a winner over Justin Garza tonight, 78-57.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.